Argentina to the world.
Okay, this is our regular segment with interviews, the talk on Rai Argentina to the world. And if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, we talked to Martín Bondone, one of the founders of the Teatro Ciego, the blind theater experience, and he told us back then that an international production was about to take place in Buenos Aires, Odd Man Out, in collaboration with a Broadway theater company. And, well, we've got people from that producing company here in Buenos Aires today. Carlos Armesto, hello.
Hello, I'm Carlos.
And we also have Malcolm March.
Hello, everybody.
Well, guys, why don't you introduce yourself briefly? Where you're from, where you're based, and what you do in New York?
Great. I am the producing artistic director of a theater company called Theater C, and we focus on creating work that is unique theatrical experiences. We focus on melding different forms of expression to create something new and unusual. One of the pieces that we're working on right now is a party series. It's an LGBTQ party series that we do an homage to a space in the past, and we do this great big party in which we have actors portray characters from that world and take the audience on individual experiences while there's a dance floor, while there's a bar. Mm-hmm. So we're merging the idea.
It's a multi-sense experience,
exactly.
Not just theater, but it's music and tasting something.
Exactly, exactly. So the idea is we're creating social event meets theatrical event, and it's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very exciting, and our next one is going to be a Studio 54 thing.
So you're going to be reviving that.
That's what we're doing.
Legendary nightclub.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. December 5th is the night, which is mm-hmm. great. But what's exciting is we've been working for the past, this is our 10th year anniversary,
mm-hmm.
I got the idea from a big festival that I organized a long time ago in the city of Pittsburgh called the Pittsburgh International Festival of Firsts. And it was all about the melding of forms, and that's what the theater company does. And we've been creating work all around New York, around New Jersey, and Ohio, around the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Our work with Teatro Ciego is our first international collaboration, which we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm?
Well, I'm the director of Cuchama Theatre Company, a company that was created in New York by Argentinians. I was born in Buenos Aires, mm-hmm. alongside with Carla Costabile and Axel Tang, which are like co-founders. And what we do is a theatrical exchange between Argentina and the world. So we did a couple of things here in Argentina too, which is a Broadway show called Title of Show. I did a whole adaptation. And then when it comes to New York right now, today, actually, we have a performance of Un Festín en Mi Cabeza,
mm-hmm.
By Antonella Schiavone. And yeah, we are still continuing a lot of our mission, and we're really excited about this big production.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about Odd Man Out, mm-hmm. Which, if I remember correctly, Martin told me it's like getting inside the head of someone and experiencing history, mm-hmm. and it involves a little bit of 20th century history. Mm-hmm. Why don't you bring that back, because my memory is a little shady.
Sure, 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 sure. Yeah. So Odd Man Out is the story of Alberto Rinaldi,
mm-hmm.
Who is the son of immigrants in Buenos Aires,
mm-hmm.
and he's born blind. And what mm-hmm. we wanted to do was create an experience where the audience experiences life the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't see, he smells, he hears, he feels, and that's what happens to us. We are taken into a dark room, a pitch black. You mm-hmm. don't see anything.
Which is the trademark of Teatro Ciego.
It's the beautiful yeah. trademark of Teatro Ciego. And you experience his life from his first day of music class, his first day of school, his birth, his first... there's a time when he has food with his family when he's very young, before he goes to school, his first love, his exile to the United States from the dictatorship here in Argentina.
Because this is set 50s through the 80s.
Through the 80s, yeah. Exactly, exactly. And it's a very powerful, moving experience because, I mean, there are moments where you step into his shoes. The whole play, you're mm-hmm. stepping into his shoes. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling a sense of the difficulties, but also the beautiful things that he experiences through the entire play. It's very much something that New York has never, ever experienced, not this form of theater. There have been places where they do blindfolded theater.
Yeah,
but this is not that.
This is not the same.
No. If you open your eyes, you really can't see one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
pitch
it's
black, yeah.
Pitch black, completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are pitch black restaurants. Mm-hmm. In the United States, there's one in Las Vegas, which I went to, but it's not a story, and this is the first time this medium is being explored, and that's what's exciting about it for us, because that's what we focus on for Theater C. We bring new unusual forms to the city and to the country.
And also, like adding in New York specifically, last year Ali Stoker, she was a person who was awarded a Tony Award, and she's in wheelchairs. And we started a conversation about people with disabilities. I'm just trying to find like the perfect word because
disabilities. That's correct.
You know, there's a lot of organizations that are starting to have a conversation about what's the right term, just to not like treat them like, oh, this is a person who needs protection. No, like they're human beings, and having this experience to have the audience to be in their shoes,
of course,
is quite different, because you can see them on stage and you might have like any judgments or something, but when you are out there in the dark with them as they are, it's a whole different experience.
Well, in this case, I mean, being in a pitch black room, you literally experience things as a blind person.
Yep.
There is
exactly.
no other way
exactly.
of putting it, because
exactly.
you can't see anything
right.
at all. You can guess, maybe, well, if the character was born blind, you know what colors like. But I remember Martin describing one aspect, and another one spoiled it, but I found it that amazing. This character, when he travels to the US, and this tells a lot about the history of our two countries. He's surprised by racial segregation, because in Argentina, it's not that we are devoid of racism, but it's not the same type of racism in the 20th century. But he's shocked by this color separation. In as a blind person, he can't. How do I know if I want to become a racist? How do I practice that if I can't see?
Exactly. And that's the powerful thing about the piece. It makes us question what that fear is of the other. What is that, and why are we so affected by it? And and maybe it probes to the audience, hey, what if we can let go of that? Because the way he approaches, Alberto approaches connecting with people is very different, and exciting. And it is like the two worlds are so different, and the two histories are so different. But it is interesting to bring a different perspective to be able to talk about it.
And you guys here in Buenos Aires are providing the actors. What is your, I mean, like, logistically speaking, what is your part in the Buenos Aires branch of the experience?
So when it comes to the first phase, that's called the first phase,
yep,
that will be Teatro Ciego having the full creative experience when it comes to Martin and Facundo to create the story. What we provide specifically is what comes to the second phase. The second phase was just like the really juicy part that we
2.0.
Yeah,
2.0 right now,
right.
That is basically what we're doing right now specifically, is that for this next phase, we're going to start to develop a little bit of the whole project. And we're going to do the castings in New York.
In New York.
We're going to cast American actors, and they're going to come here to Argentina, and they're going to train for 2 months. Eventually, because they come from a different culture, they're going to be different things that we're going to expand more in New York to dive more deeper when it comes to racism. And from there, then we're going to fly back to New York, and we finally kind of share it to the community.
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
The exciting thing about it is we're expanding the notion of the script.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with not also just racism, but the immigrant experience in
New York. Of course.
Yeah. Because that's
such a current.
Exactly. It's such a major thing right now. So, but it's, if we take it back into another century, and we can see it at a distance, but the things haven't changed. The aspects, the challenges haven't changed, and it's. It's very powerful. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful.
It is. It is indeed. Yeah. When is the performance going to take place here in Buenos Aires, and when are the dates or the supposed dates for the premiere in New York?
Oh, so right now the play is happening. We opened on Tuesday, which we're very excited, and it happens every Tuesday and Sunday at 8 p.m.
Here in
mm-hmm. Buenos Aires, mm-hmm. At Teatro Ciego at Borges 1974. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is we are planning a fall September October 2020 run in New York.
In New York,
exactly.
Whereabout in New York?
We're speaking to various theaters right now, and we've been asked to apply to several residencies there because they're very excited about what this could be, and hopefully it will move on to something bigger after that. Yeah. But we've already in conversations with a lot of really large theaters that really like our
this
work.
This is fantastic because both cities have a passion for. I mean, the New Yorkers and porteños, they have a passion for. Not only for theater, but for new things. I mean, they are always looking for new things to experience, and people are always looking for cultural things to motivate them, to inspire them. And it's great that both cities are coming together around theater and around this specific proposal. It's fantastic.
It's important to me and to us because it's a big cultural exchange.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's another thing about what my company is all about, as well as yours, Malcolm.
Yes,
of course. Mm-hmm. But it's about inclusion, and it's about seeing the world in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, and also like you're just saying about inclusion, Carlos, when it comes to the theater community in New York, there's gonna be a lot of discussion about like types, you know. So when you are one way, you know, physically, you're one type, you're this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But in the dark, it doesn't matter if you're tall, short, you're fat, thin. It doesn't matter if you're
Hispanic, Caucasian, whatever.
Right. It's all voice.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's only voice. Yeah.
It's only voice. Right. It's only voice.
Which is one of the things that I'm really passionate about is how can we treat as each other as just a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really beautiful thing that we can open that conversation over there with this project.
Well, that's amazing, and I would keep on talking about this for many more minutes. But the best thing is to experience it. And why don't you guys share some information for people to learn more about this? I mean, like an online, like a webpage or an Instagram account or something.
Sure, you can find out more about Odd Man Out at theaterc.ny. That's @theaterc.ny, or at Cuchame.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
Cuchame is like the Argentine expression. Yeah.
Exactly.
Listen to me. Cuchame.
Before it was Argentinian Theater Laboratory, but it was like too long, and we're like, all right, guys, we need to really shorten.
Cuchame. Cuchame.
Cuchame Theater Cuchame. Company.
That's perfect. So porteño, so Argentine. Cuchame. Cuchame.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great, Malcolm March. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
Carlos Armesto. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
They are here with the Odd Man Out experience that Martin Bondone, if you remember, came to talk about a few weeks ago. It's been great, guys. Good luck and all the best. This sounds very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We can't wait.
And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. Matías Arreceigor has operated. Silvana Avellaneda was the producer. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Hasta mañana.